God woke me up. You know, God talks. He likes to talk at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's his best conversation time. I grabbed my computer. I went to my prayer room. I opened up the computer. I was ready to hear from the Lord. I was working at the park, and I was a happy camper. I loved my job. God said 3 words out there. He says, "You must leave." I said, "What?" I said, "No. I love Bishop." God said, "That won't change." "I love the park." God said, "That won't change." So I started bargaining with God. It's in dangerous space when you start trying to bargain with God. That's not good advice. I said, "Okay, God," it was June. I said, "Let's do December." God said, "No." I said, "How about October?" God said, "No." He said, 30 days. I said, "You got to be kidding." He said, 30 days. I was like, "Oh no." And then he showed me a corpse. I said, "Okay. 30 days. So I said, "What am I going to do?" I started exercising. I would go to class, Michelle, do the Superman, couldn't keep up. Try to lift weights, couldn't keep up. Just couldn't keep up. I said, "I'm just going to join the senior class. I'm going to hang out with the seniors." Couldn't keep up. One day I was in class, and I felt my heart coming out of my chest. And I drove myself to the hospital. And the hospital sent me to the doctor, the cardiologist. And the cardiologist sent me back to the hospital. And then the hospital sent me to the surgeon. And they said, "You must have surgery. You were born with a mitral valve prolapse. And it's in bad condition. And you're not going to make it." I said, "What?" The scripture says obedience is better than sacrifice. So we had just had our grandson, and I was looking forward to seeing him for Christmas. I said to the doctor, I said, "Can I wait until 2014? He says, "Yes, but you can't do anything." So in 2014, January, this weekend, I had heart surgery. And when I came out, I couldn't take care of myself. I couldn't even do the essentials. I had somebody to take care of me, two people. 24/7, the nurse came in every day. But one day, a male nurse came in. And I said to myself, "He's not coming upstairs to the bedroom." So I made my way down, Jackie, to see that nurse. And I made up in my mind, if I can get downstairs, I can get outside. And so a couple of days later, I went outside. I went for a 3-minute walk. And then a few days later, a 5-minute walk. And then a few days later, I made my way up to a 15-minute walk. And when I was able to walk 15 minutes, I felt like I had walked a marathon or ran a marathon. I said, God, thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering me. And I made up in my